have to start, and they're not like escape convict jokes or anything like that. But what is a skydiver's favorite season? Fall. Hey, you guys are good. Hey, you got that one. What is a lumberjack's favorite month? September. Come on, you got it. You lumberjack. Is that it? All right. Have you ever said that? Who has said that when you dropped the tree? And how do you fix a broken pumpkin? The pumpkin patch. Okay, so we had some fall jokes, you know, and I know they're the best ones ever, but that's where we're starting. So, you know, tomorrow is 9/11, right? And on a serious note, how many remember where you were on 9/11, right? I think you lived through that experience. We remember, I know exactly where I was. I was actually making sales calls that day, and I was listening to this stuff all on the radio, and I was crazy. Jen was at home with kids, and we had a huge dance, and it's probably what, crazy or newborn-ish. It was 2001, and I remember, like, I was just trying to stop in somewhere, because I was up in Pottsville, Pottstown area, Pottsville, and the only place open was this bar, so I ran into this bar, and they had it on the big, not that I don't drink or anything, but I ran into this bar just because, I wanted to see what was happening, and be like, so, you know, at 9/11, what happened after that time? Our country just really came together, didn't it? I mean, the week after, Jen and I, we had friends that lived in New York. We couldn't get through to people, so we drove up to try to, I don't know what we're going to do. The place looks like a war zone. But the churches after 9/11 were packed. About 2 weeks after that, what happened? Do it out again. People were seeking, what's my purpose? What's going on? And as America, we came together as Americans, black, white, different races, different economical standpoints. They all came together. We came together as Americans, and what do we find today? We find this hatred that we find of the ideals of America that are being pushed in our society. So it's like almost like a war against the Bible and a war against biblical worldview is kind of what we see today in society. So I just wanted to bring that up because so many years ago our country was really solidified together as Americans. Not to stay there, but we're going to continue with what we've been going over, the Holy Spirit. And this morning what we're looking at is the last couple of weeks we looked at the Holy Spirit, what Jesus talked about the Holy Spirit, and now we're looking at this morning of when the Holy Spirit was given. And that's what we're looking at this morning. So let's just open up to prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning, Lord. Lord, I listened to the song and thinking of you as my king while we were singing as Jesus Christ my king. It really touched me, Lord. I said, I think of you as my king. I think of you as you in the heavens. You're just these small little people down here on earth. But you're a king. You're our creator. You love us. You gave us salvation. You gave us the Holy Spirit. You gave us a method for us to come to you, our King. Help us, Lord, to remember that you are our King. Help us to care of one another and speak to us this morning. And to do things to your word. In the name of Christ. Amen. Acts, we're going to be jumping through a few of cord that's growing down my, driving me nuts. So we have, we're going to be starting in Acts. So right off the bat, we're going to jump right into Acts 1. I kind of changed some stuff up there, so when you see your notes, and you see kind of what was, I added a few things, but Acts 1, and I just wanted to start first where in verse 5, start verse 4. On one occasion while Jesus was eating with them, he gave them this command: do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father has promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. I'm going to jump to verse 7. He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and all Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Kind of how we looked at the Holy Spirit, how we've been looking at the Holy Spirit the last couple weeks was, I wanted to start with what Jesus talked about the Holy Spirit. This was his purpose. This was what the Holy Spirit's job is going to be, and Jesus laid that out, right? And then this morning, I wanted to start and look at once the Spirit came, and here we see Jesus saying again, the Holy Spirit's coming, and he gives instructions, and God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, the Godhead, is very systematic in what they do. Right? It's just not some obscure thing. And so many times I would look and say, why did Jesus say first start in Jerusalem, Samaria? And, you know, so he had to, there was this plan. God always has a plan, right? We might not understand the plan. We might not like the plan. Yeah, because I'm so great, right? Compared to God, right? So God had a plan. And he said, once the Holy Spirit comes and you're given this authority, he's coming in power, Jesus said, you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. That's where he says start. But don't go out and preach. And don't go out and minister to all these places. Start in Jerusalem. He says start in Jerusalem. So we're going to look at this morning of the releasing of the Spirit in Jerusalem, in Samaria, and then to the Gentiles, the dirty Gentiles that we are. We were like the last, but hey, we'll take it. Acts 2. Starting in verse 1. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came into rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. So from all over the place, there were these Jews in Jerusalem at the time. And the Spirit was given at that time. And what I like, the Spirit was given. The Spirit didn't come like as Jesus came. Jesus came how? Very humbly. I mean, when he was born. But the angels presented to Joseph and Mary. But not a whole lot of people really understood that it wasn't this presentation of here is Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit now is released. And it just wasn't like this quiet releasing of the Holy Spirit, but it was like a violent wind. You know, if you go to, when you're in Disney, you ever go to those, in Disney, they have the theaters, and they shoot water out, and when you're watching the screen, they shoot water, and they blow the wind. You know what I'm talking about? What's that? Bug's Life. That's what it's called. Bug's Life. You go to the theater, you're in Bug's Life, and they, you know, to connect with the whole thing going on, they shoot this wind at you. And so the Holy Spirit came, and there was this violent wind that came and filled the house. And not so much the house, and they and people throughout the region heard it. Verse 5. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one of them speaking... When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each one of us hears in his own native language? And it begins to unfold that all these people in Jerusalem, through the Spirit, was given. Just like Jesus said, the Spirit would be coming, and Jesus said the Spirit's coming to baptize. And the Spirit was given in Jerusalem to the apostles. And all those that were in the house with the apostles on that morning. And what happened? The apostles then began to speak in languages that they weren't, you know, accustomed to. They weren't fluent in, let's say, some other type of language. And from all over the region, in Jerusalem, there was men and women who heard them speaking in their native tongue. And I say, why? Why? Because the Holy Spirit is a communicator, right? The Holy Spirit, as He communicates to us, He communicates to who else? Other people. What was the job of the Holy Spirit? You remember, the job of the Holy Spirit, this is what Jesus said, the Holy Spirit's purpose was this, for people to realize their sinful state, and they turn to salvation by faith in Jesus Christ, to guide in truth, and to bring glory to Jesus Christ. That was the Holy Spirit's job. So the Holy Spirit now releases to the Jews, and we jump over to verse 14. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews, all of you who live here in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. And he's very clear. He says, listen carefully. You know, Peter, not many months before this time, was denying Jesus, right? So now, Peter standing in front of all these disciples, crowd of Jewish people, because the Jewish people all heard this violent wind come through into Jerusalem, into Judea, where Jerusalem is, and they were all going, what in the world just happened? What's going on? So the Holy Spirit presents himself. And then, what do we find? Peter and the apostles, who are now filled with the Holy Spirit, they step out, and this is where we find Peter, verse 14. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These men are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only the 9 in the morning. Maybe I guess they were going to get drunk afterwards. I don't know. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And he goes through and lays out Jesus Christ. He lays out to the Jewish people that were there, given to the Jews, first in Jerusalem, right? And Peter talks to the Jewish people, and he tells them in verse 36 through 41. Let me jump real quick. Verse 36, therefore let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. This was Peter talking to the Jews. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and to the other apostles, brothers, what shall we do? the Spirit was fulfilling its job as Jesus said its purpose was. Because the people that crucified Christ, the Jews who put Christ on the cross, all of a sudden were cut to the heart. They were cut to the heart by what? By the Spirit being released. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and to the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" And Peter then replied, "Repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." And as we go on further in that chapter, we see what? We see over 3,000 people on that day, at that setting, that came to Christ. 3,000 people that came to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And so many times we look at this and people say, "Well, look, the Spirit was given, all these gifts were given." I'm not even looking at that. Why? Because what happened? The purpose of what Jesus said about the Holy Spirit was happening right here. It cut to their heart, and they realized their sinful nature, and they, over 3,000, came to Christ that day alone. These are 3,000 Jews that we will be in eternity with someday in heaven. Saved that day. That's when the Spirit was given to the Jews. Well, God being systematic, first to the Jews, then Samaria. So let's go over to, jump over to Acts 8, chapter 8. Because the Holy Spirit was given in that same profile. The Jews, Samaria, Gentiles. Fully released now, right? But this was the beginning of the Holy Spirit being given. Verse 14. When the apostles of Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. When they arrived, they prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit had not yet come upon any of them. They had simply been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then Peter and John placed their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. With Simon, there was this guy Simon at the time. He was like this magician that everyone followed. You can go through and read further about him. But Simon saw that the Spirit was given at the laying of the apostles' hands. He offered them money and said, "Give me also the ability so that everyone whom I lay my hands on may receive the Holy Spirit." And Peter answered, "May your money perish with you." And then he goes on to say, and this is where in verse 20, when Simon talked about, "Can I get this gift? Can I also have this same power?" Because now the Spirit was given to these people, and he wanted to use it for his own gain. He said, Peter answered, "May your money perish with you, because you thought you could buy the gift with your money. You have no part or share in this ministry. Why? Because your heart is not right." Your heart isn't right. So we saw Holy Spirit given to the Jews. We see the Holy Spirit now given to Samaria. And we see what the Holy Spirit was given, and already in this time there is someone looking to make a profit off the Holy Spirit because of the power that came. And they say to him, the apostle said to him, "You're not part of this." Why? Why wasn't he part of it? The Spirit was given, right? He wasn't part of it, and it's pure and simple because his heart was not right. My question for all of us, are our hearts right? We have the spirit that was released to Jews, Samaria, and we get to the Gentiles. But right here, on the second releasing of the spirit before it was given to all humanity, we already see that someone's heart was at rest. You know, so quick. Us as people, our hearts are so wicked, aren't they? So we have to make sure our heart is right. Is our heart right? So this, once again here, the Spirit was given for the same reason, just as Jesus said, the purpose, what was the purpose? For real people to realize their sinful state, people to turn to salvation by their faith in Jesus, to guide in truth, and to bring glory to Jesus. That's why the Spirit was given. Acts 10. Sorry. I blame my cough today on my wife because after Monday, it was a nice week. They're like, hey, let's go to the beach. So they all, Jen took the girls down to the beach for the week. And I had some stuff going on, so I couldn't go down till Wednesday night. We had a meeting here at church after Wednesday, which was a long meeting, you know, so I made it late. But so I get down there, so I blame this because I was surfing with the girls on Thursday, so I blame my cough and surfing in the ocean on Thursday. Okay, chapter 10. Release, the Spirit is being released to the Gentiles. Verse 34, we're going to start it. Then Peter began to speak. I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts men from every nation to fear and do what is right. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel. And he goes on and talks about, you know what has happened throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil because God was with him. We are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one who God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testified about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sin through his name. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all those who heard the message. Now, here, Peter was talking to these, to Cornelius, who was a Gentile, and they were what? They were dirty. The Gentile people were dirty people. Peter wasn't even supposed to be associating with him, but earlier in this chapter, we see that the Spirit talked to Peter in a dream, and Peter goes into his house, and people were like, hey man, we can't go into this guy's house. They're dirty Gentiles. They're dirty people. We're not allowed in here. It's like, hey, this is what God told me to do. And the circumcised, in verse 45, the circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles, us dirty people, for they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. Then Peter said, can anyone keep these people from being baptized with water? They have received the Holy Spirit just as we have. So he had ordered that they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked Peter to stay with them a few more days. The Holy Spirit is given and came in power. That Holy Spirit that was given now has been released. We see it in the early church, first to the Jews, meant to Samaria, meant to the Gentiles. Now, the covering of the Holy Spirit is upon the whole church. Right? But we see the power that the Spirit has to work in our life. We'll get into gifts and the joy of the Spirit in the next couple of weeks. But right away, first here, great today, I just wanted to show how the Spirit was given. The systematic layout that God had a plan of how the Spirit was given. And in each one of these circumstances, when the Spirit was given, people what? What was the purpose? The purpose of the Spirit. The purpose of the Spirit, people to realize their sinful state. To turn to their salvation and faith in Jesus Christ. To guide in truth and bring glory to Jesus Christ. Not to glory like Simon, not to glory to themselves. The Holy Spirit's purpose is to bring glory to Jesus Christ. That's the purpose. In 11, and I always found this really interesting. This is a good, we're going to end with this. This is something we need to take kind of like an inventory in our life. Chapter 11, Acts 11, verse 15. Peter's talking. And he said, and he's talking to the Jewish council there, as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit came on them, as he came on us at the beginning. Then I remembered what the Lord had said, John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So if God gave the same gift as he gave to us, who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to think I could oppose God? Because the Jewish church leadership at the time, they were saying, whoa, you went into the house of the Gentile? You went into an uncircumcised, that makes you unclean as a Jew. And Peter's saying, guys, this is a different game plan. We are on a different game plan now. Yes, we have the Old Testament, and we have the law, but now the Holy Spirit has been given, and now the Gentiles also can have salvation in Jesus Christ. So God gave them 17. So if God gave them the same gift as he gave us, who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I? Peter, an apostle, right? He was saying, who was I? I'm just this little guy. He saw miracles. He was involved in healing. And he knew it wasn't from him. He knew it was from God. Verse 18. When they heard this, they had no further objections. And what? And they praised God, saying, so then, God has granted even the Gentiles repentance unto life. Jesus said the Holy Spirit would come to give him glory, to bring glory to himself. And that's what we find here that happens right here with Peter and to the church leadership at the time. Because what did they say? What happened? What did you see right there in verse 18? When they heard this, they had no further objection. And what? They praised God. That's the purpose of the Holy Spirit in our life. Are we willing, just as Peter, an apostle, are we willing to make some decisions that might look a little different, that might not be the same, that breaks out of like the traditions of the Jews? Why? Because the Holy Spirit was leading him to do that. And he had no reservation And he stepped in, and what did we find when the Holy Spirit was given to the Gentiles? The Holy Spirit was a systematic plan that God had for the Holy Spirit to be released to Jerusalem, Judea, to be released in Samaria, which we know that they were half-breeds, so they were looked at as half-breeds. They were Jew and Gentile, so they were like outcasts. And then finally to the ends of the earth, which we're Gentiles, we're the ends of the earth. We're like the flag in the bottom of a pit, right? That's how we're. But guess what? We have salvation. Jesus loved us. So it wasn't. The Holy Spirit loves and wants to bring glory to Jesus Christ. And as we get into the next couple of weeks, the Holy Spirit isn't here just to give these powers to glorify us, to give these gifts to glorify us. The Holy Spirit has come to teach us, to guide us for glory to Jesus Christ. That's the Spirit. That's how the Spirit was given. That's how the Spirit has been laid out. So, this morning, we're going to close in prayer, and I'm just going to ask that, have we listened to the Spirit? Are we listening to the Spirit? Peter listened to the Spirit, and he broke the rules of the Jewish tradition. Why? Because it was bigger than the Jewish tradition. It was bigger. We're talking about the Holy Spirit leading Peter. Holy Spirit leads us. The Holy Spirit leads us. And are we hearing that? Are we listening? Am I listening? Am I hearing it? That's our prayer. Father, Lord, you are awesome. And I know that the Spirit is here to bring you glory. Lord, I pray for this church. I pray that you will speak to each one of us here. I pray that we will hear the Spirit, that we will open our hearts to do what the Spirit wants us to do. If it's hard, that we'll be bold in our speaking. This is the apostles' word, Lord. This is Peter was at the very beginning that we saw when the Holy Spirit was given, that the Holy Spirit is a powerful force, Lord, that we need to understand and that we need to look in our own life because we know it's to bring glory to you. Not glory to anything else, but other than to you. Help us to speak boldly to people about who you are, boldly in love. And we know we're supposed to be loving, and you want us to be loving, Lord. This is the apostles we're loving, but help us to speak truth. Help us to share with people boldly because we know that salvation only comes through faith in Jesus Christ. Lord, all around us is lost people, Lord, we know. And so many times we forget. Help us to remember our job, that our purpose here is to be witnesses, is to tell people of you. Help us to remind us of that this week, Lord. We thank you for this time together. In your name we pray. Amen.